The Shaman. The Manitos are busy in their work, casting spirit, moving men and animals about. They plant men and animals like we plant corn and tobacco. They watch over the grasses, the bushes and trees, that they have enough sun and water, that the flowers blossom. The Manitos are joyful in their work, like one who is weaving a basket or carving stone. They sing sweetly together. They sing creation. It is happening more often now, almost all the time. But he still doesn't have complete control over it. He looks at the ground again. His shadow has a lot more definition and looks solid. He can't even see the features of his face. Now, he looks at his reflection in the water. It is vague and gray. He is losing substance, drifting off. Soon, he will disappear altogether. He sinks into a place that is wonderfully dark. The velvet black is offset by legions of brilliant colored lights. Now, while they are working, this one pops up out of the ground in front of them. When they look, the Manitos see that it is a human, but he is upside down, like a reflection in water. They are startled and confused by this sudden apparition. They sing to it. Why do you appear in front of us and disturb us from our work? The stars in this universe flicker and wink with intense cold. Then suddenly, they scatter and swirl in a flurry like sparks from crackling wood in a fire. Slowly, they settle about him, softly like snow. They sit, twinkling in unison, humming with immense power. When his eyes focus on their brilliance, he sees that they are amazing creatures of light, shimmering man-animal-plant hybrids. The humming grows menacingly and demands of him, "Why are you here?" The Manitos sing to him again, asking, "Why do you come here?" They have seen his upside-down kind before. They are always a nuisance with their coming and going. They are heavy and block the way. They are solid and cast shadows in the light. They shamble about like moose, bumping things, knocking things over. That is how these apparitions are. But the Manitos will fix him and send him back. They turn him right side up, so he is a nuisance no more. And then they send him home to his world of men and animals. When he awakens from his trance, he is completely taken by surprise. He is hovering upside down several inches above the surface of the lake. Above him, beneath his feet, his drum revolves lazily in midair. Below him, above his head, he hears a commotion in the water. It is his reflection gathering in the reflections of his drum and paddle and making for shore. Then, his concentration broken, he falls straight up, head first, into the icy lake below. Now, the Manitos are happy again in their work. They sing as they cast spirit and move men and animals about. Tonight, they are planting new flocks of ducks and geese. In the morning, there will be very many eggs down by the lake. This is how he got the knowledge he sought, but the secret has its price. He sees the world from a whole new perspective now, perhaps thanks to the Manitos. Now, light is dark, cold is hot, and down is up. Worst of all, today is yesterday's tomorrow, or maybe it's the other way around. His people talk backwards to him, so he really has to listen close. And they say hello when they leave. He thinks they have all gone crazy. They think he is a shaman.